Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Plenty of time for you to join us here on these airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Conan is here courtesy of Black Sheep Rising.
Yay.
Is his television / podcast. You can watch it on the YouTube. If you happen to be in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, in Keene or Marlborough or Swansea, you can actually watch it on actual broadcast television.
That's right, and the locals love it.
And does it air first on TV and then go to the web?
It does. Okay, I actually usually get it out, and it airs that Saturday. And and then, you know, I've been busy, so it takes me a couple of days to get these things uploaded.
Yeah, you're working at the thrift store.
Yeah, not to mention I usually have third-party content in my videos, so my videos get flagged a lot, so I'm always trying to figure out interesting ways to trick YouTube into accepting the things I have. Sometimes I just have to turn them off, but usually I'm pretty successful.
The Black Sheep Rising is like kind of a look into the Liberty community in Keene. You've always got guests who are on the show. Frequently you'll have who are on the show who are some of the movers and the shakers in the area, and sometimes from out of the area as well.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we talk about everything. We try to liven it up, talk about more entertaining things than just politics and who I'm going to vote for and this and that, or what we're doing here in the community as far as reaching more liberty in our lifetime, or the Free State Project or whatever. Sometimes we just talk about whatever floats our boat, craziness.
Hipsters.
Hipsters, you know.
What's the new term? There's like a new thing that maybe we'll talk about?
Well, there's an individual here at Mashable.com who is trying to create a new term called yuckies.
Yuckies. All right, we'll get into that if we get the chance. Let's go first to Jeff. He's in Elgin, Illinois, listening to WRMN. Hello, Jeff.
Hi, guys. No man survives when freedom fails. The best men rot in filthy jails. And those who cry, appease, appease, are hanged by those they tried to please. You're talking about Snowden. That's why, you know.
Who wrote that?
It was Hiram Mann in New York in 1947.
That was really good.
A colorful attorney.
You know, we just talked to, Brian Kaplan on Sunday night, and he made the case, the economic case for appeasement. The thing he points out is that we appease in our daily lives constantly. I mean, that's what we do. It's part of dealing with somebody that we believe to be unreasonable.
Yeah, but it only benefits you in the short term. I mean, if you keep appeasing your masters, eventually they're going to come for you.
I think that, okay, if you read the thesis, I think you'll find that that's not the case, that appeasement benefits you in the long run, too, in that, you know, a person who refuses to appease in any way, shape, or form is going to be a very lonely person.
How did that work out for the Jews?
The Jews didn't appease anyone.
They went along with what they were told.
What were they going to do? Disobey?
How about that?
Plenty of them got shot. They got rifle butts in the face. They got all kinds of things.
Yep.
Appeasement generally is talking about the attitude of France and England towards Nazi expansion in
appeasement
Germany.
Also talking about individuals and how they deal with authority.
Sure. A lot of Jews tried to escape, but the governments of the world wouldn't let them come, too.
Yeah,
they had everything arrayed against them. There really wasn't anything for them to do.
Jeff, what else did you have to say tonight? Go ahead.
They were talking about Hassard a little bit and his troubles. One thing I have to say here is virtually all of our politicians are this lady at a meeting down southern Illinois had a son in law school, and she said these couple people were following him around to look for a way to blackmail him, a female and two guys, one of them had a camera. And so all of our politicians, even like Hassert was supposed to be squeaky clean, and we see how corrupt they are. And this is on purpose. It's intentionally so that they can all be blackmailed and controlled later on. It's not by accident that this happens. And they were talking about the charges against Hassert, which, I'm not commenting on his deserving them or not so much, but I'm just saying that in Iceland they went after the banksters and put them in jail. You can look it up on YouTube. And I think, if we're going to jail corrupt people, they were talking about banking laws he was accused of violating or something. and whether he's not, whether or not he's violated those is another question. But I'm just thinking, like the banks have the fractional reserve thing. Look at what they did in Iceland, and we could use that as a template here.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to jail powerful individuals who pay for everything. I mean, they might only be the, you know, the fraction of a percent, but they got the money, and it's, you know, it's a really hard battle to fight.
Even if they only jailed a percentage in Iceland.
Exactly.
And for one, I don't think it's jailing bankers is the answer. The answer was never giving them the opportunity to do the things that they did in the first place.
Or never giving them the bailout.
This wasn't the bankers' fault. This was the politicians all around the world that gave them the ability to do the things that they did. However, I can understand why some people decided to make a,
scapegoats.
Yeah, well, they're not scapegoats exactly. Making an example is a better terminology. Now, I'm not for it. I don't think sentencing somebody to make an example of them is sentencing them. I think it's sentencing a bunch of people that, you know, that they don't have there to sentence.
Probably. Jeff? They usually get the wrong ones. But
thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Our friend of the show, Christopher Cantwell, was part of the article in Bloomberg about the Bernie Sanders event, and that's where the article ends, is on Cantwell here, where they're talking about how Cantwell was outside when Bernie Sanders was coming out of the event. Cantwell, they say, got in – actually, mistype him, Caldwell, but they mean Cantwell – got in the senator's face again before retreating about 20 feet away from the press scrum, which is not accurate. Cantwell wasn't actually anywhere near Bernie Sanders on the way out of the event. He did confront Bernie inside the event, and then Cantwell went outside as Bernie was coming out, but he didn't approach him again at that point.
I always wonder what this in their face thing means. I mean, because it draws up
frequently people will accuse me of being in their face if I have a video camera 6 feet away from them.
Right. I mean, yeah. What does in at what point am I in your face? And when you walk towards me and tell me to get the camera out of your face, it looks kind of silly.
I would say you are in my face if you are very, very close to me. And by that, I mean within arm's reach.
Yeah. If I can smell your breath, you're in my face.
Yeah.
If your nose is, you know, right up in my face.
They've done studies on, you know, sort of personal space and that sort of thing. And there's different levels of personal space. You know, I think most people generally adhere to them. But 6 feet, I'm not going to call that in my face.
That's definitely not in your face.
Yeah, but there's something about having a camera or having maybe a baseball bat or a knife or whatever. It just makes that space a lot smaller.
It feels smaller.
It does.
Yeah, a camera often feels, for whatever reason, cameras feel like weapons, especially to people who are doing things that are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Cantwell then hoisted a sign that asked if America was at risk of turning into a fiscal basket case like Greece. Yet even a libertarian heckler could find something to like about Sanders. Quote, "I'm tempted to think that the guy has good intentions," says Cantwell after the senator left. He continued his quote, "Even if Mr. Sanders was uniquely qualified to centrally plan the behavior of 320 million Americans, I don't believe he is, but even if he was, he's not going to be president forever," unquote. Did that mean that Cantwell would vote for Rand Paul? Not quite. "I don't trust the guy," he said. Our toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE as we can continue and talk about the replacement for the hipsters here in a little bit. But there's actually an update that I wanted to make. Last night we had a conversation about cannabis and specifically Colorado. And the question that was asked on the show that I was curious about was, has the legalization of cannabis in Colorado and Washington State, has that resulted in the alcohol industry having, you know, taken a hit to their profits, to the revenue stream? Have people been buying cannabis instead of alcohol?
It's a really great question because we have heard that alcohol distributors have worked against marijuana legalization
in
the past.
They definitely have, yeah.
And you know, so the fear, they seem to have the fear that if they legalize, if marijuana gets legalized, that alcohol sales will go down. I would almost hope for it because in so many ways, alcohol is a worse drug than marijuana. You know, it's more deadly. It causes people to do many worse things than the marijuana that causes. But I mean, people do dumber things on alcohol.
It's a contributing factor.
Yeah, a contributing factor. You know, they do dumber things on alcohol than they do on marijuana. And empty calories. Can you say empty calories?
Yeah, for sure.
Hangover?
Oh, yeah. So
cotton mouth.
I've got some numbers here, and They're pretty interesting. We'll share those with you coming up here in moments. Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently, the U.S. Army's website has been hacked as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now. 1-800-940-5957. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-940-5957. That's 1-800-940-5957. 1-800-940-5957.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here and bring up anything that you want. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And
you forgetting your name, Conan?
Huh? I know what it is.
So, yeah, I said I got some numbers here. And I was digging around last night on this question of legalized marijuana and what has happened with the alcohol industry, because that's a big question mark with legalization of pot, is that, well, given the choice, the legal choice between alcohol and cannabis, will that affect the revenues of the people providing the alcohol? And I do have some interesting numbers here, but first I want to tell you about ExpressCoin.com. That is where you can go to get your cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It is fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. And they are a licensed money services business. You can get cryptocurrency with money order or check via ExpressCoin.com. And whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can help you. Plus, you can even do it from your smartphone via their app at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency of choice with no fee at all. Go to ExpressCoin.com and don't forget coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at ExpressCoin.com. So here's a story which, unfortunately, is from about a year ago. I looked... You know, I did the Google search where you can narrow down the time frame that you're searching in. You don't have to look at all of history. You can look at just the last year or the last 6 months or whatever. I looked for some statistics from 2015. I couldn't find them. That doesn't mean they're not out there. It just means that in the amount of time I spent researching this, I couldn't find it. But what I did find was statistics for about 4 or so months after legalization in Colorado. So if you recall, Colorado legalized marijuana in the 2012 election. It took a year or so for it to, you know, to actually get implemented. And then in 2014, it was going. And now, so according to the story here, and excuse me, it's been 7 months, says Vice.com. Great website. Jordan Larson, the author here, since legal marijuana went on sale in Colorado, and the good news seems to keep coming. Contrary to what some opponents of legalization had claimed, crime hasn't increased, and now beer...
Who thought crime was going to go up from marijuana smoking?
Well, some people think that it's going to go make people go crazy. I mean, it's a mild psychedelic, and it's there are ridiculous claims out there that it's been linked to psychosis.
And death.
If anything, crime goes down. We've seen that in California.
Yep.
And we've seen it in Portugal. And we've seen it in Amsterdam, I believe. Now, I don't know if I've seen a study from Amsterdam on that one. I'm going to retract that statement. We've seen it in Portugal and California. I don't know how many more studies you need to have.
Further, beer and alcohol don't seem to have been replaced with a taste for weed. Alcohol sales are actually on the rise across the state.
Huh.
Especially, it's probably all those cops drowning their sorrows.
I don't think so. The cops don't seem to be too upset about it.
Especially in Denver, which reportedly saw an increase of 6.7% from 7.3 to 7.8 million between January and April of this year. Now again, this was 2014. Though alcohol sales have been slowly increasing in the Denver area over the past few years, this most recent jump is significantly larger. Sales are up about 2% across the state, according to the Beer Institute. Did you know there was a Beer Institute?
I'm not surprised, I guess.
Alcohol sales only increased by about 0.6% across the country during the same time period. So sales are higher in Colorado of alcohol with legal marijuana than they are in the rest of the country.
I don't know whether I don't consider that a plus. I consider that a minus, actually.
The state may have tourists to thank for the uptick in profit, according to the Colorado.
Oh, that makes sense. Right, people come there to smoke marijuana.
Yes.
While they're there, they drink beer. And
correct.
People drink beer where they go, so if you have more people come to the state, then you're going to have more people. That makes some sense.
So, you know, some other stats I would like to see is other munchies. You know, has McDonald's, have they increased their sales during the same time period in Colorado? And, you know, candy shops and...
I don't know. It'd be hard to really tell, right? Because the rest of it is too diffuse, right? I mean, with people buying marijuana, some people are going to like candy. Other people are going to like McDonald's. So you might not really be able to make any conclusions from that. The Colorado Department of Revenue says that 44% of marijuana purchased in metro areas and 90% purchased in more rural mountain towns was bought by visitors to the state. From weed-themed campsites to 420 festivals, businesses are hoping to cash in on increased tourism to the state, though it's unclear yet just how much the business may have grown since legalization. The most significant concern came from wine and liquor company Brown-Forman Corporation, owner of Jack Daniel's and Southern Comfort, which named widespread legalization of marijuana as something to watch in a recent annual report to investors. Over the past decade or so, Colorado has also become a hub for craft beer. As of 2013, the state had 151 craft breweries, third only to California and Washington. And though some companies have expressed anxiety about alcohol sales, many beer vendors don't seem to be worried. The head of sales and marketing at Denver distillery Leopold Brothers told the Denver Post, quote, "If they're curious enough to come to Colorado and take advantage of the weed industry, chances are they're exploring beer options and spirits options." And, unquote. As with many facets of the newly legalized drug, it's worth noting that 2014 is only half over and available data is pretty limited. So
it is an old article. But
it is old.
Yeah.
But it's still several months worth, you know, a few months worth of statistics. And you would think that if beer was going to drop, that it would have shown some sort of indication of a drop.
Instead of going up.
Exactly. So you can share your thoughts. And maybe you've seen some newer numbers. Please call in. Give us the details on that. I looked. I couldn't find them.
Let me ask you this. Do you like what you've read in this? Because I'm kind of left with like...
I don't care.
I mean, when I think about beer sales, I'm not looking... I'm not happy. I'm sure the businesses that sell the beer are happy, and I'm all for those businesses doing a good business and that kind of thing. But to me, beer, wine, alcohol sales compared to marijuana sales, I don't necessarily consider them a good thing. People are worse drivers on alcohol than they are on marijuana. Alcohol is more deadly in the sense that overdoses kill, whereas marijuana overdoses generally do not.
Spousal abuse.
Yeah, spousal abuse, people fighting. Alcohol is much more linked to violence than marijuana is, and like I said, hangovers, it's huge with alcohol, so productivity goes down.
Work tardiness and absenteeism?
Yeah, much worse on alcohol than it is in marijuana.
I knew a guy who was a construction, I guess not foreman, but somebody who was in charge of a construction site, and he would tell me that he would much rather have a crack smoker working for him than an alcoholic, because he said the crack smoker will be there at 6 a.m. He wants to get some more crack,
wow.
So he's going to be there on time, whereas the alcohol drinker is more likely to call in and make up some BS excuse about why he can't come into work because he had too much to drink the night before. And, you know, I took that as real truth.
Of course, but I'm going to say anti-marijuana. You can go out to your car during lunch break and have yourself a toke and come back to work, and you'd be affected. And you think you're, you know, bright and sunny, but you trust me, it affects your productivity. I see it. The question is, when weed does start to become, you know, decriminalized or legalized, you know, how many businesses are going to put up with that kind of nonsense?
Well, you can still tell when someone comes to work, right?
You can tell when someone comes to work with a hangover. You can still smell it on them, but I mean, what about weed?
But, I mean, it's your business, so shouldn't you be, I mean, I don't know what all the damn laws are about this, but if it's your business, shouldn't you be able to say, no, you cannot get high on the job?
But can you tell if the person has actually toked up during lunch?
You usually smell it. Right, like if they're
even so, you should be able. They're your employees.
That's what the Febreze is for in the back seat.
If they're your employees, you should be able to test them.
Yeah.
All right. There's more on the way here in moments. 855 453. Whether you want to talk about alcohol sales after legalization or hipsters, what's coming next? We'll learn a little bit about that coming up on Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockhead Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockheadPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockheadPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockheadPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continuing continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Join us here on the radio waves. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. What is next after the hipster? Conan's got a story about that. We'll share that with you if we get the chance. Of course, you can call in and bring up anything that you want. And Mark, there is a website that is a big name up for sale. It could be yours.
Yeah, Spin Bitcoins. It's available. It's up for sale in auction right now. It's got to be the fairest way to decide what pricing is. And it's one of the oldest, largest Bitcoin merchant directories, and it's for sale. More than 10,000 Bitcoin-accepting merchants are listed. It has over 3 million page views since its inception. That's a lot of page views. Number one on Google for search terms such as, where can I spend Bitcoins? Sell Bitcoins, sell ads, sell premium listings. The world's your oyster with spendbitcoins.com. So just go if you want to. This is an opportunity to have to step right into a big business. You know, you're not going to have to build it from the ground up, and it's a relatively small amount of money to be at a starting point, right? Like you don't have to work your way up to zero at this point. It's really a you know, and it's a real opportunity. Spendbitcoins.com/sale is where you go to bid. Spendbitcoins.com/sale. And this is a short-term auction. This isn't the kind of thing that you can think about. You need to go and take a look and get the
you
facts.
You got 5 days.
Yeah, you get the facts there right away. So spendbitcoins.com/sale.
George is in California. You're on with Ian Conan and Mark on Free Talk Live. Hello, George.
How are you guys?
Hey, go ahead with your thoughts.
Okay. I'm just thinking that, you know, what is right now is we have advertisements on television for different types of pharmaceutical drugs. We used to have advertisements for tobacco.
Mm-hmm.
We had advertisements for alcohol, and on cable you can still have advertisement for alcohol. So all these things are being marketed. So this isn't something that's going to go away like tomorrow. There's
what are you saying? Is
no matter what.
What are you saying? What are you saying isn't going to go away tomorrow? I'm not clear on that.
Correct. That people are going to be doing different things because of this, not just because regular people are deciding they want to smoke marijuana or they have a still. There's a giant marketing campaign out there, which is very intriguing.
I highly doubt it's the marketing campaign is why people want to use alcohol or marijuana or whatever. I mean, usually it's social pressure that gets people to want to use those things. Beyond that, the desire to alter one's state of consciousness. Those are
escapism. That's what it's all about.
Those are two of the biggest factors in why people will drink or whatever.
And basically, when people decide they want to alter their consciousness, they're going to, regardless of any government.
That's true.
Of any law, people are going to go ahead and they're going to find some plant or they're going to find some. And they're going to go ahead, and they're going to make something, and at that moment, they're going to decide to alter their consciousness.
And I guess that's when the marketing comes in, right? Like, if somebody has made the decision that they want to alter their state of consciousness, then they might go with something that has been effectively marketed to them. And, of course, the most effective form of marketing is word of mouth.
That day, right, if they happen to be watching TV that day or listening to the radio, and they hear some product, they might try it.
Right, and if it's legal, they're probably more likely to try it, unless they're really into the taboo and they want to, you know, be a rebel.
Forbidden fruit.
Correct.
This is something really smart people shy away from the illegal and go more for the legal because it's easier. Because then they don't have to ever go to court. They don't have to be arrested. They can just, you know.
But it's not as much fun. Well, thanks for the call, George. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE.
This is something I struggled with early on with sort of drug legalization is that I kind of feel like if you legalize marijuana and didn't bother with the rest of those drugs, then hey, what do people need all like crack and heroin and crank and all those things for? If you just legalize marijuana, then they'll be fine, right? Just do the weed.
People got to have something different.
Do you remember the temperance? Do you remember the temperance movements from like the 1880s, 1890s?
I wasn't around.
I didn't ask you if you were around. I'd ask you if you read it. Have you read anything about them?
Do I recall reading anything? Very little.
Okay.
The most I know about is from watching the HBO series Boardwalk Empire.
Yeah. So at the time when heroin was legal, when you could send your 7-year-old to the store with a dime to buy a bottle of laudanum.
Or how about some Coca-Cola with some cocaine in it?
That was a little, yeah, that'd be about that time frame. Yeah. All those things. People were literally writing plays and going city to city talking about the dangers of alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Not the dangers of laudanum or the dangers of heroin or the dangers of opiates or the dangers of them folks smoking that wacky weed, the Mexicans smoking the wacky weed. None of that stuff. It was all about alcohol because that was the dangerous drug of the time, or at least that was the perception, or at least that's the information that is given to us down the line. So it really seems to be what's popular at the time. I mean, does that make sense? It's not necessarily what the worst drug is. Alcohol, I don't think anyone would call the worst drug. But that was what the temperance movement was about.
Well, how much of the racial discrimination came into play when it came to criminalizing these drugs like laudanum or cocaine or
cocaine and marijuana? You can definitely make the connections. Cocaine to you don't want the black men doing a bunch of cocaine and then going out and stealing our white women. And
it's the same for marijuana.
Yeah, marijuana was
at least
the same.
That's the argument.
But Mexicans, in many cases, they Mexicans were probably more targeted with marijuana. That's why they made it marijuana, which sounds foreign as opposed to cannabis, which people used. It was medicinal at the time.
Yeah, that's the scientific term.
And if people in Congress had known the difference between – known that cannabis and marijuana were the same thing, it likely would have never
– Maybe. I've heard that speculated.
Yeah, would have never even passed.
Hmm.
So let's talk about the hipsters, shall we?
Conan,
you've got a really long article, which we're not going to read all of, but it's from where?
This is from Mashable.com. The article is, "The Hipster is Dead, and You Might Not Like Who Comes Next." The article is written by David Infante, and he goes on, "What do we call me? I'm a 26-year-old writer who lives in a gentrifying neighborhood in Brooklyn. I'm a straight white man and with a single speed bike and a mustache. I studied liberal
single
arts.
Single speed bike? That sounds like a hipster.
It does. I studied liberal arts. Also sounds like a hipster.
Does his mustache curl up at the ends?
He actually looks kind of, it's a little bit, it's almost kind of a little Hitlerish.
Okay.
It's a little longer, though. Maybe the soup Nazi on Seinfeld. Okay. But and he says, I have
no soup for you.
Yeah, no soup for you. And I have ideas about stuff, you guys, because, you know, these guys know everything. Millennial, hipster, yuppie, all of these or none. We don't have a term that quite encapsulates this corner of the despicable Malin intelligentsia. And like any other privileged member of society,
hipster.
Other member of so-called creative class, being called a hipster offends me for its inaccuracy. I demand to be snarked in a precise term.
There must be things in that list that are not hipstery that we don't recognize, right? Because we're just not.
Right. What would I would know? I'm a pig farmer.
Right.
Well, I mean, but hipsters have most definitely taken on negative connotations.
Does anybody call themselves a hipster? Now, I remember.
Do hipsters call themselves hipsters?
I don't think so.
Do emos call themselves emo? I think the only people who are into that. Or the goths. I think
the goths do call themselves.
Yeah,
goths.
They will embrace it.
Okay.
In fact, there are South Park episodes where the goths are confused with the vampire emos, and they, you know, that was very bad business.
Now, when I was in the late 80s, I was sort of in the goth thing back then. And people would call us punk rockers because that was the term that they had learned.
Was that when you had the mohawk?
Yeah, that's what they would the term they had learned. But none of us called ourselves punk rockers.
Interesting, because I would think of mohawk as punk rock for
right.
sure.
That's, you know, not a, that would be sort of a greater term that none of us would have picked. So there were hardcores, there were goths, and goth was a relatively new term. It was just coming on board.
So I didn't know goth came out of punk rock.
Definitely. Okay. Industrial.
Okay.
You had the grunge, and they came from punk rock. And then the industrial also spurted from there, the Nine Inch Nails and the whatnots.
All right, if you want to continue on that thought, stand by, Mark. So this guy, he wants to have a new term because he feels like hipster is offensive. He's not a hipster.
This is true.
So what does he want to be called? We'll find out.
If you're taking the time to write this article, you're a hipster.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. If you want to jump in here, maybe you know a thing or two about hipsters or this new term, which we will reveal for you here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. More coming up on Free Talk Live. Plus, you can Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm.
In a trial by jury, the primary function of a juror is not to dispense punishment to the accused. It is to protect your fellow citizens from being unjustly deprived of their life, liberty, or property. As a juror, you can say no to unjust laws and prevent government abuses of power by refusing to convict. Legislative, executive, judicial. The fourth branch of government is we the people. Find out more from the Fully Informed Jury Association at fija.org.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Is the era of the hipster over? That's what we're looking at right now. With Conan has a story that we're going to continue. And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you like at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got a lot of features on our website. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then please become an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 per month, and we invest that $5 into the show so we can get on more radio stations. In fact, Mark, you and I, starting Thursday, will not be on. So you're normally not on Friday nights, but I will not be on Friday night. You will not be on Thursday night. Neither will we be on reverse. We're both going to New York City so we can attend the Talkers seminar, conference thing, whatever they're calling it these days. It's a convention that is thrown for people in the talk radio business, of which we are. And we've been attending this now for, I think this might be our 10th year. It's really gone by pretty fast.
Yeah.
And it's good to go to these things because it helps us be sort of on the forefront of the business, where the movers and the shakers in the talk radio industry see us. And, of course, you know, we're usually wearing one of our shameless logoed shirts. So
and increase in talk radio points. It's been going up every year, right?
Well, as far as the number of stations?
Or down. As far as your rating. It wasn't there a talk radio award or something?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about the top 100. Mm-hmm. The heavy 100 most important talk shows. And, yes, we have been climbing or falling on that list, however you want to call it. We've been going up on the list, but the numbers have been going down. So
right.
We're now number 38, I believe, on that list.
Number one is the best, and, of course, it's Rush Limbaugh.
Is it always Rush? Wasn't Howard Stern in there 1 year at number one?
I could go take a look at the past years, yeah. But it hasn't been recent.
It's yeah.
He's not on the radio anymore.
Limbaugh's still on the well, yeah, but you don't have to be on the radio. You can still be on that list if you're on satellite, I believe, as well.
And Rush got the heaviest 100 too, sort of like the all-time
best talk show. Yeah.
I mean, you know, he really changed the industry in many ways. I'm not sure that he's still having a positive effect on the industry. Maybe I'm wrong.
So, anyway, it'll be interesting. By the way, Rush will not be there. He doesn't go to these things
unless
he's getting some sort of special award or something.
Yeah, he's been there for that reason.
But, yeah, we like to go to these because and it's not really that expensive in the scheme of things. It's like 200 and something bucks per ticket, and then we got to spend a night in a hotel. So really less than a grand we can go and schmooze it up with the big wigs. And that's something that the Amplifier program allows us to do. Plus, it allows us to market the show to stations, like buying advertising in the industry, calling more radio stations. We've got Daryl Perry, who's doing affiliate relations with me. And that all helps, bringing new stations on board with this show, so more new people can be exposed to the message of freedom. And every now and then they'll hear Mark shouting, which might be a turnoff, but that's sort of what they're used to on talk radio, so maybe it works.
I'm sure there are plenty who enjoy Mark shouting.
Yeah, that's true. They don't have to be in the same room with him, though. So, let's see. Conan, we're talking about the hipsters.
Right. David Infante wrote this interesting article. He's tired of being labeled a hipster. He's wanting to get the word out there that he's something else. He says, let's consider something new. And he goes on with yuckies, spelled Y-U-C-C-I-E-S. And that is young urban creatives. In a nutshell, a slice of Generation Y, born of suburban comfort, indoctrinated with the transcendent power of education, strong words there, and infected by the conviction that not only do we deserve to pursue our dreams, we should profit from them. And he says, I am the yucky, and, well, it sounds sort of, well, yucky.
Is a hipster, I'm just not intimately familiar enough with hipsters to really know what the differences are. Is a hipster somebody who doesn't care about pursuing their dreams?
Well, he actually goes on way down at the end of the article to define what hipsters are these days.
Oh, okay.
And they're not very good because he almost makes them out as sellouts. There are no true hipsters anymore.
Oh, how ironic.
So here he goes. Trust fund motorcycle mechanics, rustic barnwood reclaimers, drug-addled graphic designers slinking over the Williamsburg Bridge in the wee hours of the morning. In hipsterdom, you can see the development of yucky hallmarks, DUI, entrepreneurship, nice marketing ability to leverage new technology, etc. So he doesn't really like what they've turned into. And I don't know. I've always been curious what an actual hipster is.
What a hipster is.
I've never heard anyone say that I am, say the words, I am a hipster.
Right.
I've never heard that.
Years ago.
I've said it, just like, I'm kidding.
There was a website, and I feel like it has. I know I've been back there within the last couple of years, and it didn't seem like it had been getting updated anymore. But there used to be Look at This Effing Hipster. It was a blog site with just basically a photo blog.
But like the guy sitting in the park with a typewriter on his lap.
Oh,
yeah. He's so not with it. He's so old-fashioned or what. And he's got a yarn shirt on, and it's just it's like. It's like he doesn't know what to claim, or he's so hipster he doesn't have, are you looking through the pictures?
So, yeah. Okay. So this is old. Unfortunately, the Look at This Effing Hipster site has not been updated in a long time. But nonetheless, there are still some pretty great pictures on here. So, Marco, I'm sorry.
The conclusion I came to at post high school around, and I was what you would call maybe a skater kid or a goth or a punk rocker or hardcore. People called used different terms at the time to describe it. And what I decided is I wanted to be known and appreciated for the things that come from the inside, from my mind, that come from my heart, the things that I create, not the crap that I wear or the way I cut my hair or those kind of things. I mean, at the time, men wearing eyeliner was edgy, right? And I did that, absolutely. These are lame ways to differentiate yourself from the pack. It's a clawing grasp at uniqueness, and it's pathetic.
But it just puts you in another group usually, right? You're not really that unique.
But the question is, at the end of the day, do you embrace the group that you're in? You're a skater kid, or you're...
No, I'm not.
you're punk rock. Or your goth, or what? So how many
at the time, maybe?
So how many of these groups are actually, at the end of the day, proud to embrace their title? And
yeah, I
think the argument here is: are there any hipsters out there
who are
proud to be hipsters? Or has there ever been a proud hipster?
I think the stoners were always proud to say they were stoners.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't aspire to much there, though.
So all I know about, as far as hipsters, are some of the things that you can identify as hipster. So there's let's picture here of the guy with the Pabst Blue Ribbon skateboard, and I guess Pabst Blue Ribbon, so crappy beer, is kind of hipster or something like that. Being ironic,
but
is
Pabst
supposedly
is special.
Hipster.
It's not just every crappy beer; it's PBR.
That one is specifically hipster.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I mean, it was at one point. I'm not claiming that it is now. I've tried many of the sort of the old timey beers, and I never PBR wasn't for me. I did like Miller High Life at one point, but. At this point, beer tears up my stomach.
I would say dressing green, found items out of the dumpster, or, this is completely made out of hemp, or, I think that's kind of a hipster, doing a lot of recycling, wearing used things.
You better take a long look if you've got a mustache that curls and you're wearing a fedora. Take a long look.
Staying away from too much technology, use mechanical typewriters to do your book reports.
That's the clawing part.
Yeah. But you've got to have an Apple. You buy Apple. Yeah. That's a hipster thing.
But you hate capitalism at the same time.
Correct.
There's the single-speed bicycle and the bikes with no brakes. That's another one, right, where you have no brakes. Another hipster
thing. You have a center block on a rope on your back seat.
I think you're just supposed to put your feet down or something. I don't know.
And make sure you're wearing your good sandals that day.
Yeah, you live in a place with no hills if you have a bicycle that doesn't have gears in it.
So there's a couple of websites. Look at this. I can't spell it, obviously. So if you just search for look at this effing hipster, then you will find the first two results are fairly interesting. And I think the question is going to be out there. It's going to be open. We're not going to get a response on it tonight. But if you are somebody who is a self-defined hipster, can you call and define it? Because I guess we could just go to Wikipedia and start reading, right? Like, what does Wikipedia think a hipster is?
And I think the fact that we've grown up with it has been going on for almost a decade, and we don't know what it is. That's the worst thing. I mean, it's like...
Yeah, and when do these movements die? I mean, the goth kids are still running around. I am 44 years old.
Young goth kids.
And I am nowhere near... I was second wave punk, and that's sad, right? Like, second wave, that's a sad thing to say. at some point or another, you're going to have to hang it up. If you've got a big plastic comb in the back of your pocket, long hair, and a Ronnie James Dio shirt on, get over yourself. This is it. It's over.
Well, now you said eyeliner, and that was a thing that my kid was doing, and she was very clearly emo. So these things definitely come in cycles. You're going to have tight clothing, and then you're going to go baggy clothing. You're going to have long hair, then you're going to go short hair. You're going to have lots of jewelry, and it's just back and forth, back and forth.
Where are the wood shoes coming back?
Whatever you do, don't do what your parents did.
Yeah, I've actually got an article here. The self-loathing creator of Look at This Effing Hipster Speaks. I'll link that on our Facebook and Twitter. Maybe you can learn another thing or two about this. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com, BlackSheepRising.org for more Conan.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. We were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's gonna be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
It is the year 91,001 BCE. Witness humanity's origins in Hypercromius, a classic role-playing game for Windows PCs with a story like no other game before. A liberty-oriented experience that is not to be missed. Go to zog.ninja to get your copy of Hypercromius today. Use the code FTL to get $1 off. Hypercromius, zog.ninja, code FTL.
When you're listening to the radio and you hear,
"We interrupt this program to bring you a special news bulletin,"
you listen closely. Your pulse rate increases and you wonder if you're prepared for whatever man-made or natural disaster has occurred. If food became unavailable, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you checked and found emergency food can cost as much as $300 for a month's supply and it's full of weird chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, for only $99, you can order 90 meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein. magazine, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184. And remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.